Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
We'll start with a rare piece of good news for flyers. The number of travelers getting bumped is down about 69% from last year. That's according to a new report by the Wall Street Journal. All airlines intentionally overbook seats. They say it's necessary to keep costs down because some people won't make it to the gate. But overbooking got more controversial last year. David Dow was forcefully dragged off a United flight after refusing to give up his seat for a crew member. This year, bumping was down by 97% at Delta and United. United changed its policy for commuting crew members and created a solutions team to find passengers other routes. It uses reverse auctions, asking flyers how much they'd accept to give up their seat. Delta says it's using technology to better predict ticket demand. Flyers now have more incentives to give up seats, including gift cards from Amazon and American Express. The company's COO says it's a lot cheaper just to take the involuntary denied boarding, but it's a disservice to our customers. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, there's new research about what Americans are eating.
That's right, Kristen. A new study by Grubhub reveals which American delivery foods have surged in popularity in 2018. The top 10 list includes quite an array of genres. Coming in at number 5, we have the chicken burrito, followed by the baby back pork rib and the chicken slider. The second place, poke bowls. And coming in at number 1, the bean burrito. Thousands of fake Nike sneakers have been intercepted in New York. U.S. Customs and Border Security says it recently seized 9,000 pairs of counterfeit Nike sneakers with an estimated retail value of about $1.7 million at the Port of New York, Newark. The shipment was bound for Chino, California from China. MoviePass is changing its subscription service again. They're adding two new premium plans, one costing $14.95 and the other costing $19.95. The $14.95 plan will allow subscribers to go to any three films of their choice per month, while the $19.95 plan will grant the same access but will allow users to upgrade one of their movies to either an IMAX or a 3D film.
So why is MoviePass making this change?
Well, MoviePass trying to regain some of the hundreds of millions of dollars it's lost this year.
Good to know. Thanks, Jerry. Okay, award season is in full swing with Grammy nominations being announced for music's biggest night. Kendrick Lamar leads with 8 nominations, including Album of the Year for Black Panther.
I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation.
Also up for the coveted Album of the Year award is Brandi Carlile, Drake, Her, Post Malone, Janelle Monáe, Kacey Musgraves, and Cardi B.
They call me Cardi, Cardi, dang it, body, spicy mommy, hot tamale.
A handful of favorites were completely snubbed this year, including Sam Smith, Carrie Underwood, Migos, and Nicki Minaj. But artists like Florida Georgia Line, Camila Cabello, Post Malone, and Shawn Mendes are all first-time nominees.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough.
And just 2 days after announcing that he would be hosting the Oscars, Kevin Hart has stepped down after refusing to apologize for homophobic tweets and comments he made in the past.
So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on to find another host. Talking about the tweets from 2009, 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology.
Kevin said he'd already apologized and didn't feel the need to reward internet trolls digging up the past. And finally, every year, fire stations across the country make Christmas music videos. And this year, the Sterling Fire Department in Colorado didn't disappoint. You know, those never get old. Let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear one airline has a unique holiday promotion going on.
Hi, Kristen. Well, JetBlue has an unusual offer to get you home for the holidays. Listen to this. 5 winners of the Go Get Gifted promotion will be wrapped up like a gift and put on a plane to the destination of their choice. The airline's website shows the different ways that you can choose to be wrapped up, including your choice of paper and where you would like the bow to be placed. Hopefully it's someplace discreet. The contest runs through December 12th. To enter, simply go to JetBlue's website and explain why you should be chosen. And a new study finds an answer to the ultimate question, food versus phone. Researchers say most students would rather be deprived of food than their phones. Students weren't allowed to eat for 3 hours, and they couldn't use their phones for 2 hours. Well, afterwards, they performed a set of computer-based tasks to earn one of them back, and it was a no-brainer. Most of the students, they wanted their phones. I want my food. That's just me. And there is a new Christmas trend out there that's leaving some people in the dark, literally. Listen to this. Online retailers are noticing an increase in a demand for black trees. Wayfair says that they've gotten 70% more searches for the unusual decoration than last year. A spokeswoman says that people are more comfortable pushing the decorating envelope with seasonal decor because it comes down after a few months. It doesn't have to stay there forever, right? And the darker decoration is making the rounds on social media as well, with plenty of people showing off their black trees on Instagram. Hashtag Black Christmas Tree. That's been used over 9,000 times on the gram. And that's what you need to know. I think I'm going to stick to my traditional tree, although this year, Kristen, we got the fake tree, not the real one. Back to you.
Well, I say whatever works for you. Thanks, Danielle. If buying a new car is something you're after in the new year, please let us help. We've got all the costly mistakes that you need to avoid before making that commitment. First, do your research. Make sure you know the real market value for the car you want on Edmunds or Kelley Blue Book. Also, make sure to look for incentives like customer cash back or low interest financing. Get pre-approved financing. Apply for a car loan before going to the dealership to know your interest rate. And next, deal making. Making an offer can always be nerve-wracking. Try and make an offer at least $1,000 below the market value. If it's not accepted, consider raising your price by $250 until you reach an agreement. Be prepped for upsells. They'll throw in things like paint protection and other devices. Be ready to say no or buy them later. Get everything in writing. Make sure there aren't any add-ons that you didn't ask for, and all the numbers match what you agreed on. If anything is missing but was promised, make sure it's written down. And finally, new cars come with a full tank of gas. Make sure they top you off before you hit the road. Now let's go to Carrie Lake from Fox 10 Phoenix. She brings you this week's life hacks. So Carrie, always good to see you. What do you have for us?
Hi, Kristen. When you're making toast, do you feel like you're always smelling burnt toast? Well, chances are you haven't cleaned your toaster out. Did you know that every toaster has a place where you can pull out the old crumbs? This one's on the back. Sometimes it's underneath and you just pull it out. Oh, and look at all those old crumbs. You just empty that out and throw it away, and you won't be smelling like you're burning toast again. Next up, are you cooking a chocolate cake over the holidays and the recipe calls for you to grease and flour the pan? Problem is, when you flour the pan, you get that white kind of film on the cake. Flour with cocoa instead and you won't have that problem. Finally, you want to slice some banana for perhaps your yogurt or maybe your breakfast? Use an egg slicer. It's so easy. You just put the banana in, you press down, and look at this. You get perfect little slices for your oatmeal just for breakfast. Back to you, Kristen.
I love that trick. Thanks, Carrie. And still ahead, you won't believe how many people embarrass themselves at office Christmas parties. And now your dog can enjoy fast food too. According to the National Restaurant Association, when it comes to food trends, house-made condiments, plant-based burgers, and ethnic-inspired cuisine are all the rage. With more on one other trend your stomach will thank you for, we're joined by Carrie Glassman, founder of NutritiousLife.com. Carrie, it's always great to see you. What's attracting people to fermented foods?
Fermented food is quite popular right now. Fermentation is a process, like canning, that preserves food. During fermentation, a yeast or bacteria is added to a food and breaks down the food. So the sugars break down into acids or alcohol. And what that does is it helps the food taste really good. So that's one reason it's popular. Fermentation also begins the process of digestion before you've even eaten the food. So when you eat the foods that are fermented, they're more easily absorbed and you absorb more nutrients. And also it creates microorganisms, which are those good bacteria for your gut. And we know gut health is so important for overall health.
So important. So with all these benefits, what are some simple ways to incorporate fermented foods into our diets?
So as I said, fermented foods are popular right now, but they still scare people a little bit because they don't know what they are. It's not that difficult to add fermented foods to your diet. You can add pickles to a sandwich. You could add kimchi or sauerkraut to a stir fry or on top of another veggie dish. Or you can add yogurt or kefir to a smoothie in the morning. So there are lots of ways to easily incorporate fermented foods into your diet, and I recommend trying to get at least one in every day.
Challenge accepted. Thanks, Carrie. Office holiday parties have already begun, but you might not want to jingle bell rock too hard this year. New research suggests that 1 in 3 employees have done or said something they regret at an office holiday party. Research conducted by OnePoll in partnership with Evite surveyed 2,000 office employees about previous office-sponsored holiday parties they've attended. And hungover regrets were not the only thing they found. Rumors of office romances sometimes turn out to be true. 37% of those studied had witnessed an office hookup at a holiday party in the past. Also, you can trust free drinks and festive season feels to bring out the gossip in everyone. On average, employees will find out 7 pieces of gossip about another coworker they didn't previously know. And 2 in 5 employees will experience a big office drama at a holiday party. Well, if you don't want any regrettable moments captured, remember the cameras are never far away. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, Summer Raines and her children, Taylor and Keegan, are showing their love for their community through a simple gesture to give back to those in need.
People give shoes, people give clothes and food, but nobody's given something as simple as a sock to somebody, and that's where we come in.
They started the Happy Soul Sock Ministry, where they've given away close to 5,000 pairs of socks for those who need them the most.
I'm just happy that I get a chance to actually do it and make people happy and smile.
In our final story from Fox 46 Charlotte, kindergarten teacher Chandi Gurley has been teaching for 2 years at the Grace Academy in Rockwell, North Carolina, and she hasn't just made an impact through her amazing teaching ability, but for what she's managed to fight through while doing it. Fight like a girly has become the slogan that has brought the community together to join her in her fight against breast cancer. But despite her battle, she's continued teaching, showing that with enough love, support, and determination, you can always stay strong no matter the challenge you face. It's time now for our legal fact versus fiction. We have attorney and legal analyst Annalise Goetz with us today to give us the 411 on some tricky laws. So Annalise, let's start with the one that I'm always confused about. If you're found not guilty in a criminal court, you can't be sued again, right?
No, this is false. Actually, you can be found not guilty criminally, but still have to pay out big time in civil court. The concept of double jeopardy doesn't apply from criminal court to civil court. The threshold for what has to be proven is significantly less in civil court, so it's common to see someone walk free from a crime only to have to pay the victim later in civil court. Remember O.J. Simpson. And then another one that a lot of people don't know the answer to is, can you get married without actually attending your own wedding? Yes, this is true. Although it sounds crazy, you can send a proxy to stand in for you at your own wedding. This special rule only applies to military folks who are stationed abroad when they otherwise want to tie the knot.
Okay, that definitely makes sense for those in the military. Now, I hear you have a touchy one when it comes to liability insurance.
I do. So if you buy liability insurance for your home or your office and you think you'll never have to pay out if someone gets hurt on your property, that would be false. One of the biggest loopholes in insurance is for intentional harm committed on your property. So if someone slips and falls, yes, you're covered, but if someone hurts themselves running away from you or your dog, this is considered intentional harm and your policy won't apply.
You know, I don't think I'll ever get over how complicated the law is, but that's why we have you. Annalise, thank you so much. Well, for all the fast food lovers out there, your dog can now enjoy some fast food too. A report in People says that Burger King has announced its new dog whopper called the Dog Purr. Now, this isn't a little whopper for your dog. No, no, no. It's actually a dog bone flavored with the Whopper flame grill taste. The Dog Purrs are available to dog owners who order Burger King delivery through DoorDash. Burger King says the idea for the Dog Purr came after hearing dog owners complain that they wanted to eat their meals in peace and quiet, and they just couldn't do that with their dogs around. So Burger King came up with the ultimate customer satisfaction solution. But you better hurry, the dog purrs are only available for a limited time. A health official has suggested that an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in Southern California last year was caused by a cooling tower at Disneyland. 22 cases were reported in Anaheim, leaving one person dead. Dr. Matthew Zahn of the Orange County Healthcare Agency gave testimony Tuesday stating that high levels of Legionella bacteria were found in two Disneyland cooling towers, which are air conditioning systems that release cool mist on the theme park visitors. However, without additional testing, Zahn said he can't be 100% certain the cooling towers were the source. Disneyland was fined $33,000 in March for improperly cleaning the cooling systems and allegedly causing the outbreak. They adamantly deny they caused it, with a spokesperson saying the source of the outbreak has never been scientifically determined. Disneyland is also appealing the fine. Well, the weeks leading up to Christmas are the prime season for holiday parties. And joining us now with the latest beauty trends and tips is Elizabeth Stanton from Pop Star Magazine. Hi, Liz.
Yes, Kristen, it's that time of year. The holiday season is here. We know you've got parties to go to, and we know you want to look good. So Pop Star is here to share some winter holiday fashion and beauty tips with you. This year, it's all about ruffles, sequins, and sparkles. Staying true to the classic holiday colors, shades of green and red are in, along with winter blues, shimmering golds, and silvers. Some of the hottest dress styles feature plunging necklines and off-the-shoulder styles. We are seeing a popularity with both long and short dresses, so you have lots of options. If you shop for satin or velvet, you are definitely in. For hair, we are loving the sleek and straight style with a middle part, messy loose waves, a tight ponytail or bun, and the half up, half down look. For more details, check out Catherine's beauty tips in the current issue of Popstar Magazine. Back to you, Kristen.
All righty, great tips. Thanks, Liz. Brevity is not only the soul of wit, it can also pay off. That as financial site 24/7 Wall Street analyzed some 2,000 films to see which actors made the most, saying the least. Arnold Schwarzenegger earned $30,000 for each of his 861 words in Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Hasta la vista, baby.
In third, Johnny Depp, whose roles in The Tourist, Edward Scissorhands, and Transcendence also made the list, was paid $66,000 for each word as the Mad Hatter. And Depp wasn't the only repeat offender. Angelina Jolie and Keanu Reeves both made the list twice, with Reeves' Neo earning him $159,000 for each word in the Matrix sequels.
Surprised to see me?
No.
But that figure wasn't enough to make Reeves the one. That honor went to Jack Nicholson, whose Joker earned a whopping $166,000 each time he spoke in Batman. Fun fact, of those ranked, Ryan Gosling spoke the least, uttering just 116 words in Drive.
That'd be okay.
Now that's a man of few words. One of the best parts of the holiday season is getting to listen to Christmas music. But one song continues to stir some controversy year after year. The classic Christmas duet, Baby It's Cold Outside, has been criticized by some for promoting rape culture. In the song's lyrics, the woman repeatedly makes it clear she wants to leave, and the man continues to pressure her to stay.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
But others say this interpretation is an overreaction, since at the end of the song, both people agree it's cold outside and the woman chooses to stay. Well, one radio station in Cleveland has waded into the controversy, declaring that in light of the Me Too movement, it would no longer play the song on its holiday playlist. Glenn Anderson, a host on Star 102 FM, wrote in a blog post, quote, "Now, I do realize that when the song was written in 1944, it was a different time. But now, while reading it, it seems very manipulative and wrong." But no matter how you feel about the song, the good news is there's no shortage of other Christmas carols to listen to while you're trimming that tree. Well, a growing number of couples are saying I do to zero-waste weddings. The trend began as a way to protect the environment by reusing and recycling as many items as possible. That's according to a new report by the Associated Press. Catherine Kellogg runs a blog called Going Zero Waste. She wrote about throwing a reception for 60 people on a budget of just $200. Her vintage dress was purchased in a thrift store. Flowers were bought that morning at a farmer's market. The cake came from Whole Foods. The tablecloths were bed sheets she got at a thrift store. Australian Sandra Zwick told the Daily Mail she wore a secondhand dress and shoes on her big day. Buffet-style food and locally sourced flowers helped cut down on waste. One French designer makes wedding dresses from fabric scraps that would have otherwise been thrown out. Experts say it's easier to keep things green with a shorter guest list. They also say it requires couples to be flexible and creative. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. You'll want to start scrubbing after hearing these cleaning tips for germaphobes. Plus, a new study reveals just what being hangry does to you. And you've seen the list of the best holiday gifts of the year. These are the worst. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.